Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Tzadik Tes, 14 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Kesam Beis at the Mishnah, and the Mishnah states, Nasal and Manal Sakim, the Kukloi Chayav Lishalim, that Reuven gave an item to Shimon, who was a craftsman, in order for him to fix it, and instead he damages it, then Shimon is Chayiv to pay for damages, and the Gemara will discuss what exactly Reuven gave to Shimon in order to fix. And the Mishnah continues, Nasal Lachar, Shid, the Tevil Migdal Lisakim, the Kukloi Chayav Lishalim, that if Reuven gives a carpenter, a woman's chariot, or a money changer's table, or a box, or a closet, or a chest to fix, and instead he ruins it and he damages it, then Shimon will be chayiv to pay for that item. And the Mishnah continues, "Va'avanoi shekibel of listas akosel v'shiba avanam oishisikon chayiv l'shalim." That if Reuven hired Shimon in order to demolish his wall, while demolishing this wall, Shimon breaks the stones or he damages the stones, and therefore Reuven can't use the stones any longer. So Shimon will be obligated to pay Reuven for his damages. And the Mishnah states, "Ha'yisaisim itzadzeh." If Reuven was breaking down one side of wall that he had permission to break down, v'nafel mitzad acher, and based on him knocking down that part of the wall, a different section of the wall falls down, then pato, then Shimon will be pato. And ayin and taisis on daf chav zayin is that even though b'negei adam amazik we have a cloud that adam mu'ed lo'ilam, however by inis gomor a person would also be pato, and that's why Shimon will be pato. However v'im machmas hamakah chayiv, if the reason why the other section of the wall fell down is because Reuven hit this part of the wall with much more strength, and therefore based on the vibrations, the other section of the wall also fell down. Therefore, Shimon would be chayiv. And let's keep in mind that although we stated from Taisus and the Chav Zayin Abayz that a person will be potter on an oynis gomor, however, an aban mesechtes bar metzia and pei beis and abayz says that a person is always chayiv and is even chayiv by an oynis gomor. And Ramban would have to learn our Mishnah that the reason why Shimon is chayiv in all of our cases is not because of Adam and Mazik, but because he had a chiyuv midin shmira to guard this property that was given to him in order to fix. And in most of these cases, he was peshein in the shmirah, and that's why he's chayiv. However, in the case of soisu mitzad zev and nafu mitzad acher, since he was the oinis, therefore he would be pato, as Ramban categorizes an uman as a shomer, as if the reason why Shimon is chayiv in all these cases is based on an adam amazik, then according to Ramban, even in the case of soisu mitzad zev and nafu mitzad acher, really Shimon should be chayiv because there is no ptor of oinis gomor. Our Gemara begins that our Mishnah stated, nasan l'man l'sak and v'kilkloi chayov l'shalim, and Amar Rav Asi explains our Mishnah, that Loishanu, that we only learned our Mishnah, El Shinasan Lachara, Shidu Tevil Migdal, Linards Ben Masmer, Vinards Ben Masmer, Vishivron. And our Mishnah is specifically talking about a case where Reuven gave a carpenter a Shidu Tevil Migdal, which was already a Kli, and he only asked him to knock in a nail and to fix the item. And then when Shimon was fixing the item, he actually broke this Kli. And in this case, the Mishnah teaches us that Shimon will be Chayev. However, Avon Nasan Lachara, Shidu Lasses Shidu Tevil Migdal. However, if Reuven gave the carpenter wood and he gave him the raw materials in order to create a Shidu Tevil Migdal and to make a Kleili, V'asabhan Shidu Tevil Migdal, and then Shimon went and actually created the Shidu Tevil Migdal and now created a Kli and Vishivron, and then Shimon broke this Kleili, Pata, then Shimon will be Pata. And my time, and Rav Asi explains that the reason is because Uman Koinu B'Shvach Kli, as Rav Asi holds that when an Uman creates a Kleili, it's as if he actually owns this Kleili, and just like we've had B'negeya Gazlin, then once he makes a Shinui, then the Gazlin is Koinu. Therefore, since this Uman took raw materials and now created a keli, therefore he was cleaning it through shinui. Therefore, when the uman damages keli, he actually damaged his own keli, and he's not chayiv to pay for the value of the kli to Reuven. However, certainly Shimon will still be chayiv to pay back the value of the raw materials to Reuven. And keep in mind, as we will see in the Gemara later, that this question of uman cleaning b'shvach kli or im uman cleaning b'shvach kli is going to be machlekes amrayim. According to the Shita of Asi, who certainly holds that uman is cleaning b'shvach kli, and an uman creates a keli, then it's as if the Uman owns it, and then when he returns it back to the original owner and he gets paid for his work, it is looked at as if the Uman is actually selling this item to the original owner, and it's not considered as if he's giving it back and receiving wages in return for his work. The Gemara continues and wants to bring a raya against Rav Asi. As Tan, we learned in our Mishnah, Naisin Lu Manan Lusakin Vikukloi Chayavin Lushalim, and my lab, Diavlu Eitzim, and it seems that the Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven gave the raw material to Shimon, and Shimon is going to create a keli, and even so, we say that Shimon will be chayiv, and l'chayiv we see that ein uman koinu b'shvach kli, as otherwise, why would Shimon be chayiv? And the Gemara answers, loy shiyu tevil migdal, and this, of course, is not a question on Rav Asi, because Rav Asi specifically stated that our Mishnah is specifically talking about a case where Reuven gave Shimon a completed keli, and therefore Shimon was not koinu b'shvach kli. Now, of course, the Gemara understood that its original question is not a question on Rav Asi, because Rav Asi specifically was talking about a Mishnah, and he told us that our Mishnah specifically talking about a case where Reuven gave to Shimon a completed kli, and the reason why the Gemara brought the Reisha is only because of the next question. The Gemara now makes a diak from the Sefer to the Reisha. Hamid Tani Sefer Shita Teva Migdal. Then the second case of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah stated Nasan L'Chara Shita Teva Migdal Sakav the Kilkel Chayav L'Shalim, and that case specifically we're talking about a case of a Shita Teva Migdal. So it's Mashma Mechlad the Reisha Eitzim that the case of the Reisha must be talking about a case where Reuven gave Shimon the raw materials and he created a kli. And even so, we say that Chayav L'Shalim and L'Chara should be a raya against Rabasi that Ein Uma Kainu B'Shvach Kli. And how could Rabasi state that the Reisha Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven gave the Shita Teva Migdal to Shimon, if Lemaisa that is the case of the Sefer? Why would the Mishnah bring down two cases which are exactly the same? And the Gemara answers, Amri, really Rabasi is correct that Uma is Kainu B'Shvach Kli, and therefore in the Reisha Mishnah, when the Reisha stated Nasal Manal Sakin, it's talking about a case where Reuven gave the actual Shita Teva Migdal and he gave a Kli to Shimon to fix, and therefore it was not a case where he was Kainu B'Shvach Kli. And Purusha come in Farish Law, and the Sefer the Mishnah is coming to explain the Reisha, and the Fir Rabasi, the way to read the Mishnah is as follows. What is the case where if Reuven gave to Shimon item in order to fix it and then he actually damages it, that he's going to be chayiv is only in the case of the sefer that he gave Shimon an actual keli and he told him to fix it and place a nail into the keli, and that case Shimon will be chayiv. However, in Chanami, if Reuven would have given the raw materials to Shimon in order to create a kli and Shimon created a kli and then damaged that kli, then Shimon would not be chayiv because Umen Koina b'shvach kli. And I in the bottom Taisus Amid Diba Maskel Purusha Kamen Farish Ketzad, where Taisus bothered that if you tell me that the safe is coming to Kamen Farish to Reisha, then L'Chayra the Mishnah should have stated Nasan Umman L'Sakav V'Kukloi Chayav L'Shalim, and then said Nasan L'Chayra Shitrei B'Migdal L'Sakav V'Kukloi Chayav L'Shalim, and should have just said the Loshin Chayav L'Shalim one time. And Zok Taisus Tamed like Parachi Hachi Chayav and Trei Zimni Lomli Kedeparach Parakam of the Sanhedrin, as we also ask in the first Parakam of the Sanhedrin on Daf Gimel. And Taisus states of a Kamen Mekayim is Dayik of a Kamen Mekayim is Loi Dayik, that there are many places where medayik this way, and many places that were not medayik in this way, ayin sham. And the Gemara now continues, v'hochi nami mistavra the ketzer ktani, and it actually is mistavra that the pshat in the Mishnah is that the safe is coming to be mifarish to Reisha, the isak daitach Reisha eitzim, as if the Reisha is talking about a case where Reuven gave raw materials to Shimon in order to fix, so hashtash mina eitzim chayav l'shalim, so l'chayr, if the Tanna Mishnah already taught us that even if Reuven gave raw materials to Shimon, and he created and fashioned into a kli, the Mishnah is already mechadish to us, v'lo yamin on umen koina b'shvach kelim. So certainly in the case of the Sefer of Shita Teva Migdal Mibayi, why would the Mishnah have to bring down the case of the Sefer at all, of the case where Reuven actually gave a keli to Shimon in order to fix, as certainly over there Shimon will be chayiv. Therefore it must be that the Sefer is coming to be mefarish the Reisha, and the Sefer is coming to explain the Reisha. And the Gemara answers, even though from the Mishnah you can't bring a raya against Rabasi, but the Maisa is not a raya to Rabasi either, as imishum ha lo yirya, as from that diuk it would not be a raya either, as Tana Sefer l'gluya Reisha, as we find this in many cases that the safe is coming in order to be megalitas on the Reisha. If the Mishnah would only state the Reisha and would only tell us Nasan L'man L'Sakim V'Kukloi Chayav L'Shalim, so one may think the only time that Shimon would be Chayiv is only in the case where Reuven gave an actual keli to Shimon in order to fix, and in that case we don't have a din of Umen Koinu B'Shvach Kli. But if Reuven would have given the raw materials and given wood to Shimon in order to make into a keli, and Shimon made into a keli, then we would say that Umen Koinu B'Shvach Kli, and therefore Shimon would be Pata, and therefore Tana Sefer Shita Teva Migdal. Maybe that is why the Mishnah brought us the Sefer that told us specifically that in the case of Reuven giving a Shita Teva Migdal to Shimon, that Shimon would be Chayiv, and Mechlad the Reisha eats him Vafilu Hachi Chayiv L'Shalim. And therefore we actually see that the Reisha must be talking about a case where Reuven actually gave raw materials to Shimon in order to make into a keli, and he made into a keli. Even so, the Reisha Mishnah tells us that Shimon is Chayiv, and therefore we see that we don't say Umen Koinu B'Shvach Keli, and therefore our Mishnah can't be used as a raya against Rabasi, but it also can't be used as a raya for Rabasi. Before we continue, let's point out that the Rashbi explains that the svar that Umen Koinu B'Shvach Keli is the fisha in daita shel Umen Leshbiach the tzerch bala kli l'chayiv is atzmen betashlumin this guy. And certainly when a craftsman is adding improvements to an item that belongs to a different person, he doesn't want that to work to his detriment and against his interests. And certainly his das isn't that he should be now chayiv to pay for hezek on this item that is now worth more than when he got it from the original owner. And in addition, v'chein daita gam kein lashbicha la'atzmai v'liklis by keneged tzcharei afa pishloi kilkloi. Even in a case where the Umen did not damage this item, his das is that he wants to be koina the keli up to the amount that he was mashpiach and he improved this item, and certainly up to the amount that he is owed in wages or created creating and increasing the value of this item. The Gemara continues, Le Maseele, let us bring a raya to Rabasi that Uman Koina Bishvach Kli from the Mishnah on Daf Kufa and Beis, and the Mishnah states, Hanesin Sema Latzaba, if Ruvain gives wool to Shimon, who is a dyer, and we continue on Daf Tzadik Tesamanal, Verdichu Yaira, and he places it in a pot, and Shimon left the wool in the pot for too long, and the wool got damaged, so Shimon will only have to pay for the value of the wool, and he has to pay that back to Ruvain. And Rashi states, Verdichu Yaira, Niskalkala Seva Me'atzmoi, and at this point of the Gemara's Havmin is that Shimon already placed the wool into the vat with the dye, and now both the wool and the dye got ruined, and the Gemara's Medayik, Demet Samri in, Demet Samri Vishvachri Loi, that Shimon's only chayiv to pay for the value of the wool, but he's not chayiv to pay for the value of the wool together with the dye. And as the Gemara states, Lav Shekdichu Lachna Fila, the Lachari, the case of this Mishnah is talking about a case where the wool and the dye was burnt after the wool was already placed into the pot together with the dye, the Ikashvacha, that there was already Shvach on the wool, Ushmamino, and we see from here that Uman Koinu Bishvach Kli, and therefore he's only chayiv to pay back the value of the Tzemer to Ruvain, and he doesn't have to pay the value of the wool together with the Shvach. As Rashi says, La'achad and Fila, La'achad Shekol Ratzeva V'nasa Shvach B'Tzemer, that after the Kolo already took to the wool, and therefore there was already Shvach made to the Tzemer, and the Gemara answers, Om Shmuel Hachamay Skinon, that there's not a Raya, as the Mishnah Daf Kufa and Beis is talking about a case, G'goin Shekdichu B'Shas Nefila, that it actually burnt at the time that he placed the wool into the pot, and it wasn't yet dyed, the Lekka Shvacha, and the wool was not yet dyed, and therefore there was no Shvach. That's why Shimon only has to pay for the value of the wool. The Gemara is medayik from the words of Shmuel, Aval Dichol Achad Afilu Mai, what would happen if the wool actually burnt up and got damaged after the wool and dye mixed together and the wool was already improved? What would be a din? It's mashma nicely to meet Samri with Shvachai, that Shmuel would state that the Mishnah would hold that Shimon would be chayy to pay for the value of the wool as well as its improvement, and Leib Shmuel less lit Rabasi, and Lechir, let's bring a riot, that Shmuel doesn't hold like Rabasi, and Shmuel holds that Uman is not kind of Bishvach Kli, and therefore Shimon is chayv to pay not only for the value of the wool, but also for the Shvach. And Rashi points out that at this point of the Gemara feels that when Shmuel is coming to be Mefarish HaMishnah, he's not only coming to answer for Rabasi, but he actually believes that this is Pshat HaMishnah, as he actually holds that Uman is not kind of Bishvach Kli, and as Rashi says, Holu Mahadal Ukme Bahakim Asisin, Mahashtal Avdin and Krabasi, and therefore would be a major nafkamina, as we wouldn't go and pass like Rabasi to a kai malon kishmuel bedini, as we pass like Shmuel by dinim, and therefore we would have to pass him that Uman is not kohen b'shvach kli. The Gemara responds that Omel Chashmuel, that Shmuel can respond that certainly if Shimon would be a standard Uman and Reuven would bring him the wool and Shimon would take his own dye and he would dye Shimon's wool, then certainly he would agree to Rabasi that Uman is kohen b'shvach kli, and certainly Shimon would not be chayiv to pay for the tzema and the shvach. However, Hachem Ma'iskin on the Mishnah on Daf Kufa Mabez is talking about a specific case, Kegoyin did Sema Vesamana de Balabayas. Reuven actually not only supplied the wool to Shimon, but he also supplied the dye to Shimon, and Vitzaba Agayodehu de Shakal. And when Reuven hired Shimon, he didn't hire him as an Uman and as a craftsman, but he hired him as an hourly worker and based on an hourly or daily wage in order to go and take his own dye and mix it together with the wool. And therefore, we don't have the din of Uman Koinu Bishvach Kli, and certainly in the case of an hourly worker, even Rabbi Asi would agree that you're not kohen b'shvach kli. As Rashi says, that since the samanim and the tzema belong to Reuven, the lek lemeimah uman kohen b'shvach kli, the samanim hu d'mishabchile, as the shvach occurred based on the dye, v'tzaba sachi ba'almuhu, uvadi uman shasaman shaloi, kohen b'shvach kli, ve'im mishalom el d'meit samri. However, if it would be an actual uman, then certainly he would be kohen b'shvach kli, and he would only pay d'meit samri, and therefore Shmuel is not arguing with Rabasi, and he actually would learn like Rabasi that generally we would say that uman is kohen b'shvach kli. The Gemara continues, and he asks, Ihachi, if you're telling me that this Mishnah is talking about a case that the Reuven actually gave the wool and the dye to Shimon, so nicely to meet Samanim Baile, how could a Mishnah tell us that if Reuven gave his wool and the dye to Shimon, and then Shimon burnt it, that Shimon is only responsible for the value of the wool, if certainly Shimon should be responsible both for the wool as well as the dye? Therefore, the Gemara says that in a Chanami, you can't explain the Mishnah this way, al Shmuel dechuyi kamatchile. Really, when Shmuel explained the Mishnah, he was not coming to tell us that he holds that the Mishnah is talking about this specific case because I'm being chaylik on Rabasi, but he actually holds like Rabasi. And Shmuel was just saying that even though the Gemara said, let's bring a raya from this Mishnah to the Shita Rabasi, which would ultimately be a raya to the Shita of Shmuel as well, that Uman is kohen b'shvach kli. However, Shmuel says that l'maisa I have to have intellectual integrity, and ultimately you can't bring a raya from this Mishnah to our Shita that Uman kohen b'shvach kli. The Gemara continues, Tashma, let's bring a raya against the din of Rabasi that Uman Koinu b'shvach kli from a brisa in Masechtos Bava Metzia on Daf Kuf Beis, as the brisa tells us how nice and talisa l'uman that if Reuven gives his clothing to a craftsman in Gemara Vayidiyai and the Uman finishes his work and he actually informs Reuven that he finished his work, but Reuven did not yet get his coat back. And even if Reuven waits for 10 days or more and he doesn't come to pick up his coat and he doesn't pay Shimon for his work, he would not be over on the Issa of Lysalim Pulasach Itcha Ad Baker. However, the Brisa continues, Nasle Bechetze Yoim, if the Umar returns the Beged to Reuven even in the middle of the day, Kivin Shakla Bechama, Evil of Meshum Baltolin, then once it becomes nightfall, then Reuven will already be over on the Issa of Baltolin. And the Brisa teaches us that the clock for the Issa of Lysalim Pulasach Itcha Ad Baker doesn't begin from the point when the worker finishes work, and it only begins from the point that the Uman actually returns the item to the Balabayas and to Reuven. And the Gemara will now bring a raya from this brisa against Rabasi, and we will bring a raya that Uman is not kohen b'shvach kli. And as we will see, the Gemara understands clearly that the issa of leisalim pula sachar itcha ad baker only applies to someone like a sachar, someone that fits the category of an employee and a worker, and it doesn't apply to a case of a mechira and a case of a sale. And for example, if Reuven sells something to Shimon and Shimon was kohen that item through meshicha, but he didn't yet pay for the item, he would not be over on the issa of leisalim pula sachar ad baker if he doesn't pay for the item before nightfall. Therefore, the Gemara now brings a raya against Rabasi as v'isak daitach uman koinu b'shvach kli. If you would say that a uman is koinu the item when he goes and improves this item, amayoyv mishum baltolin, the lechira, he's not considered a worker and he's considered a balabayas that is now selling this item back to the original owner and he's selling it back to Reuven, and therefore it is a case of mechira and the whole issa of baltolin should not apply at all. And by the fact that the Brisa says that the issa of leisalim would apply, so lechira we see a raya against Rabasi and we see that a uman is not koinu b'shvach kli, and therefore we look at the Uman as a pile, and the Issa of Leisalim Pulasach Itchar Beika would apply. And the Gemara answers, Amar Amari, Breder of Kana, that in a Chanami, in a case where there was a Shvacha Kli, and there was an actual Kli that was created, certainly the Issa of Leisalim Pulasach Itchar Beika would not apply, because the Uman is Koine B'Shvach Kli. However, the Brice is talking about a specific case, Begad the Savlo, the Lek Shvacha, that Reuven gave this talit to Shimon in order to fluff it up for him, and that is not considered an improvement, and the Uman would not be Koine B'Shvach Kli, and therefore the Issa of Leisalim does apply. The Gemara continues in air, safe, l'may yovnel le'ruchuche and kivin ruchuche chayin shvacha, that certainly even though Reuven gave this beged to Shimon, begad the savla, and he gave it to him to fluff it up, but ultimately there was definitely a purpose that Reuven gave it to Shimon, and that was in order that this item and this beged become softer. And as Rashi Maseches Bava Metzia says, that many people wanted to be softer, as it will warm them more, and it also looks nicer. Therefore, if we hold like Rabasi that Uman is koinu b'shvach kli, and l'chayr the issa baltolin should not apply, and therefore we're back to our original question. And the Gemara answers leitzricha da agri libitche, that the case was that Reuven gave his beged to Shimon not to fix for him, but actually to stamp on it, and this was a process that was done to clothing prior to washing the clothing. And as the Gemara states, bitcha b'masa dahinu schiris, the standard was when hiring someone to stamp on your clothing, you would pay them based on each piece, and every single time that he would step on a beged, he would get a certain wage. And in a case where you hired someone based on a day wage or based on a wage per piece, then that's considered a sachar, and the issa of leisalim does apply. The only time that we could call someone an uman, and therefore the issa of leisalim pula sachar would not apply, is only by an uman that accepts upon himself to do a job, and he gets paid based on increase the value of the item that he was given to work on. And the Gemara continues, l'maida salakad item in kara, and according to the Havmin of Gemara, the loy agri libitre, that Reuven did not hire Shimon to stamp on the items, and therefore Shimon was actually a kablin. So Misael Rav Sheshes, let's bring a raya to the dinner of Rav Sheshes, and we see that this Gemara holds like Rav Sheshes, the boyu minei Rav Sheshes, as they asked the question from Rav Sheshes, kablanus oivah lav mishum batolin or eina oivah, would there be a din that if Reuven hired Shimon as a kablin, that if Reuven doesn't pay him immediately and bari to shkia sachama after he gets delivery of the item, would Reuven be oivah on the issa batolin, or Reuven would not be oivah on the issa batolin because he's not a sachir and he's a kablin? And ba'omlu Rav Sheshes oivah, and Rav Sheshes says that we look at a kablin as a sachir, and therefore you would be oivah on the issa batolin. And l'chayr, by the fact that the Gemara started off and thought we were talking about a case of kablonis, the Gemara felt that the issa batolin would apply, and the only reason why the Gemara said that the Brisa is not talking about a case of kablonis, because we didn't want the Brisa to be a raya against Rabasi, as according to Rabasi, a umat should be koinu b'shvach kli, and therefore the issa batolin should not apply in a case where the kablin improved the keli. And l'maisa we see that the Gemara did not have a problem with the premise that if it would be a case of of Kablonis, and it wouldn't be a problem of Asi that the Kablon would be Oivon Issa Batolin. And therefore we see that the Gemara holds like Rav Sheshes that if someone hires a Kablon, then if he doesn't pay him on time, then he would be Oivon Issa Batolin. And the Gemara now continues and focuses on the din of Rav Sheshes, as Rav Sheshes said that if Reuven hires Shimon be Kablonis, and then Shimon delivers the item, that Reuven would be Oivon Batolin. And if so, Lamed Rav Sheshes plead Rav Asi. L'chari we see a riot that Rav Sheshes doesn't hold like Rav Asi, as L'chari, since this Kablon added value and he increased the value of this item, so L'chari he should be kind of b'shvach kli. And therefore, when the Kablon delivers the item back to the original owner, he's not giving him back his original item, but he's really selling it back to the original owner, as we stated before, and it's really based on a transaction. At this point, he's not getting paid as a Kablon. And therefore, if Rav Sheshes held like Rav Asi that Uman is kind of b'shvach kli, then Reuven should not be over on the Issa Bal Tolin by not paying Shimon on time. And by the fact of Rav Sheshes paskin that if Reuven hires a Kablon and doesn't pay him back on that same day, that he will be over on Bal Tolin. So you see that Rav Sheshes hold that Uman is not kind of b'shvach kli. And the Gemara answers, Amr Rav Shmuel bar Acho, Sama Geris, Amr Rav Shmuel bar Abba. And certainly Rav Sheshes definitely hold like Rav Asi that Uman is kind of b'shvach kli. And generally, if an Uman actually created any value in a keli, then since Uman is kind of b'shvach kli, then we will look at this as a case of a mechira and case of a transaction, and therefore certainly the Issa of Batolin would not apply. And Rav Sheshes said that the Issa of Batolin does apply to Kablonis. He was speaking about a specific case where there was no shvach kli, and for example, b'shlichat igrisa, where Reuven went to Shimon and he asked him to be a letter carrier for him, and over there there is no shvach kli. And specifically in that case, that Rav Sheshes says that since Shimon is a Kablon, therefore the Issa of Batolin would apply, and if Reuven sends Shimon to deliver a letter and he doesn't pay him on time, Reuven would be Oivon the Issa Batolin. There was no reason to think that Rav Asi would not agree to this dinner of Sheshes. And the Gemara continues, Lema Katanoi, let us say the Shaila of Uman Koinu B'Shvach Kli, or of Ein Uman Koinu B'Shvach Kli, is based on Machlekes Tanoim, as the Brisa teaches us that if Rachel goes to Reuven, who is an Uman, and she gives him a block of gold, and she says, Asay Li, Sherim, make for me bracelets, or Nizamim, or nose rings, V'Tabois, or rings, V'Kadish L'cha, based on the wages that you're entitled to, that you won't be taking, I will be Mekudeshes to you. And certainly we're talking about a case where there would have been Daba Aliske Kedushin, and therefore Reuven didn't have to say Arei Mekudeshesli Ischapu Lossi, or it's talking about a case that Reuven actually said those words. And the Brisa brings Machlekes between Ramea and the Chachamim, and Ramea holds Kivin Shasam Mekudeshes Div Ramea, that once Reuven makes these items, then the Kedusha would be Chal. However, the Chum say Einu Mekudeshes Ad Sheyegia Mamon Liyado, that the Kedusha will not be Chal until she receives the money in her hands. And the Gemara asks, my Mamon, what money is the Chum referring to? If the Chacham mean to say that the only way that the Kedusha will be Chal is only once Reuven delivers the jewelry to Rachel, and at that point the Kedusha will be Chal, and it's Mashman or Ramea hold that even without actually delivering the jewelry to Rachel, that the Kedusha will be Chal, just based on the fact that Reuven actually did the work. And therefore the Gemara is, Ela b'may mekacha, so how is it possible that Reuven was mekadesh Rachel, Ela pshita, my Mamon, Mamon Acher, and therefore it must be that certainly according to Ramea, the only way that Reuven would be Mekadesh Rachel is by delivering the jewelry, and Chum argue in Ramea and say that by delivering the jewelry alone, that is not enough, and the only way that Reuven could be Mekadesh Rachel is by actually giving her Kesef Kedushin and giving her a Pruta. Before we continue, let's just recall that we already saw a Machlekes in Mesechtes Kedushin if Yeshlin L'Schiris Mitchil V'Atsoif or Ein L'Schiris El B'Soif, and as Rashi explains over here and in detail in Mesechtes Kedushin, that when Reuven hires a worker to do work for him, Reuven tells Shimon that I'm going to pay $100 for the work, and Lefidim on the Amrim that Yeshlin L'Schiris Mitchil V'Atsoif, that we consider it as if every moment that Shimon does enough work that he's owed a pruta from Reuven, that Reuven actually owes that pruta to Shimon, and at this point he's not going to pay him, and he's only going to pay him at a later point, and therefore since Reuven already owes Shimon that pruta, and therefore it's as if Reuven is about chayv to Shimon, and the money that Reuven owes to Shimon is considered a milva. However, if we hold that in L'Schiris El B'Soif, then the only time that Reuven owes money to Shimon is once Shimon completes the job, and then Reuven has a responsibility to give the money to Shimon at that point, and therefore we don't look at the money that Reuven owes to Shimon for doing this work as halva. And also keep in mind that we have a machlekes in Masechet Kedushin if a mekadesh b'milva would be mekudeshes or ein mekudeshes. For example, if Reuven already loaned money to Rachel, then at a later point Reuven comes back to Rachel and he says, I want to be mekadesh you with that money that I originally gave to you as halva. And the Matan Amrim that hold that ein mekudeshes is because they learn out from Stei Efrain, and we know that you have to give something for Kedushin. Since we know that even if the money is be'en, we have a cloud that milvah lights on it, no? And therefore, therefore this money is already considered Rachel's, and at this point Reuven is not giving anything of value to Rachel, and therefore it would not be a valid kedushin. Now Gemara continues and wants to explain the machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim, and the Gemara states b'savru, and we thought the kuli almo yeshel and schirus mitchilah v'atzayif, that both Ramei and Chachamim agree that yeshel and schirus mitchilah v'atzayif, and every moment that Reuven does enough work for these jewelry, it's considered as if Rachel owes Reuven that money, and therefore Reuven has halva against Rachel, and Rachel is his bal chayiv, and this money that Rachel owes Reuven is considered a milva, and the kuli almo mekadesh b'milva ein mekudeshes, and both Ramei and Chachamim agree that if someone wants to mekadesh Rachel by using a previous milva, then you're not mekudeshes because milva leitzon it, no? And my lab, and therefore let us say that the machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim is goof in this shayla of Rav Asi, if Uman is koina b'shvach kli, as Ramei is sava Uman koina b'shvach kli, as Ramei hold that Uman is koina once he actually improves this keli, therefore once Reuven took Rachel's gold and created a kli out of it and then delivered that jewelry to Rachel, so then he was actually giving her something of value, as until Rachel would pay Reuven for the work that he did, it's considered Reuven's item, and therefore he could be Makadish Rachel with his jewelry. However, Rabbanan Savri ain't Uman koina b'shvach kli, and Rabbanan would hold that Uman is not koina b'shvach kli, therefore even though it's true that Reuven did work and created this keli, but still considered Rachel's kli, and she just owes Reuven for his work, and therefore when Reuven delivers this jewelry to Rachel, he's actually not giving anything to Rachel, and that's why the Chacham say that the only way that you'll be able to be Mekadesh Rachel is by giving her other money. And the Gemara will now continue and bring three different ways to understand the machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim. Therefore, it's possible that the machlekes between Ramei and Chachamim has nothing to do with the din of Uman Koina B'Shvach Kli or not. And the Gemara's first response is, Loi, de Kule Alma, Ein Uman Koina B'Shvach Kli, as really both Ramei and Chachamim argue on Rav Asi, and they hold that Uman would not be Koina B'Shvach Kli, and Lahacha B'Yeshlon Schius B'Tchil Vat Seif Kam Mefri, and the entire machlekes is, if you hold Yeshlon Schius B'Tchil Vat Seif, or do you hold that Ein L'Schius El B'Seif, as Ramei Asava Ein L'Schius El B'Seif, Ramei holds that when Reuven does work for Rachel, he's actually not owed any money until he actually delivers the item. And therefore, when Reuven is Mekadisha with the value of his work at the point that he delivers the jewelry, it would be a valid Kedushin because it wasn't based on Halva, and at that point was exactly when Reuven was owed this money. And it's as if he gave this money to Rachel at that point, and therefore it's a valid Kedushin. Rabbanan Savri, Yesh L'Schius B'Tchil Vat Seif, and Rabbanan hold that it is considered Halva, and Rabbanan hold that at every moment that Reuven does enough work that he's owed a pruta, then Rachel really owes him that pruta, and she's not paying me at this point, and therefore she's considered a bal chayiv, and the money is considered a milva, and we hold her mekadesh b'milva ein mekudeshes, as we explained. And of course, keep in mind that according to this teretz, we can't explain that both Rabbanan and Ramea hold that Uman is koina b'shvach kli, because once we would hold that the Uman is koina this keli, then certainly it's considered that Reuven is delivering the keli to Rachel, and therefore he's giving her something of value at that moment, and all would agree that it's mekudeshes, even if we hold it yesh l'schius b'tchil vat seif. And the Gemara continues via Bayisemo, or I could tell you another teretz and another way to understand the machlekes between Ramei and the Chachamim that is not taller in the din if Uman is koina b'shvach kli, or if an Uman is not koina b'shvach kli, as the kuli alma yesh l'schius b'tchil vat seif, as really everyone holds that the moment that Reuven does a pruta worth of work, then Reuven is owed that money, and therefore the money that Rachel owes Reuven is considered halva, v'hachav mekash b'milva k'mifri, and the machlekes over here is gufa, if mekash b'milva is mekudeshes, or if it's not mekudeshes, the Ramei is of mekash b'milva mekudeshes, Ramei would hold that mekash b'milva is mekudeshes. That's why now that Reuven was meichel the choyv that Rachel owes him in the kedushin is chal, Rabbanan Savri hamekash b'milva in mekudeshes, however Rabbanan hold that milva leitzonenda, and we learn out from kicho mistei Ephraim that you have to have an actual item given to Rachel. And when Reuven is trying to be mekash Rachel using the money that Rachel owes him, that is already milva leitzonenda, and therefore he's not giving anything of value to Rachel, and it's in mekudeshes. And the only way it will be a valid kedushin is if Reuven gives her extra money and now gives us something of value. Even according to the Ibayasema, we would have to say that both Ramei and the Chacham agree that in Uman Koina B'Shvach Kli, and they're arguing on the Shita Rabasi. And we continue at that Tzadik Tesem Beis, and Rav Amma, and Rav comes and explains the machlekes between Ramei and the Chachamim, the Kula Amma, Yeshlon Schirus Mitchil Vatzayf. Then really both Ramei and the Chacham agree that Yeshlon Schirus Mitchil Vatzayf, and therefore this money is considered a Mulva, or the Kula Amma Makash B'Mulva in Mekudeshes, and even Ramei agrees to the Chachamim that the Makash B'Mulva is not Mekudeshes, or the Kula Amma in Uman Koina B'Shvach Kli, and all agree, and they all argue on Rabasi that in Uman Koina B'Shvach Kli, al hachem ayiskinon, could go in Chhoisel on Neufe Pashloi. In the case of the Brisa, specifically talking about a scenario where Reuven received all of this gold from Rachel in order to create a piece of jewelry, and he added on some sort of a gem onto this bracelet or onto this ring order nose reading. And Rava now explains the machlekes between Ramea and the Chachamim, as Ramea Sava, Ramea holds Milvu Puta Daita Puta, that when Reuven is delivering this piece of jewelry to Rachel, and she now receives the jewelry that was made out of her gold, but there's also a gem on it, so Ramea holds that Lemaisa, her das is also on that Puta, and she's very happy that she got that extra gem, and therefore she's Mekudeshes, as Reuven gave her something of value. However, Rabban Savri, Milvu Puta Daita Milva, the Rabban hold that when someone has a loan, and someone is given the loan back, and is also given a present of a Puta, then their das is that they're happy that they got their milva back, and they aren't focused on the extra Puta, even if that gem is worth a lot of money. If so, we don't consider that Reuven gave Rachel anything of value at this time, and the only way that Reuven will be able to Mekadesh Rachel is by giving her extra money, and even if that extra money is actually only a Puta. And keep in mind that according to all three truths of the Gemara is actually coming out that both Ramei and Chacham agree that Ein Uman Kainu B'Shvach Kli, and therefore they're arguing on the Shita Rabasi, and the only way to explain the Shita Rabasi only according to the first explanation of the Gemara, and only according to the Shita of Ramea. And the Gemara continues that according to Rava, that stated the machlekes between Ramea and Rabbanon is if Milva Puta Daita Puta, or if Milva Puta Daita Milva, is if Puta Tanayim Tanayi, is based on the following machlekes Tanayim. The Tanya, as we went to the Braisa, that if Reuven says to Rachel, Beschasha Sisi Imach, in Mekudeshes, that I want to be Mekadesh you, the value of the amount of work that you owe me for, that I already performed, that I already returned the item to you, and therefore, even if we would hold that in El Schirus El Besayf, certainly in this case is a scenario of Mekadesh B'Milva, and we hold that Mekadesh B'Milva in Mekudeshes. However, if Reuven says to Rachel, I want to be Mekadesh you, Beschasha Esi Imach, with the value of the work that I will do for you in the future, then in that case, Mekudeshes, then once Reuven performs the work, then the Kedusha would be Chal, and as Rashi says, the in El Schirus El Besayf, and this is not considered Ava, and therefore when he returns his item to Rachel, Mekachle Beschari, the Kedushin will be Chal in exchange for Reuven's Schar. The Braisa continues, Rab Nassan Imer, Rab Nassan argues in Tanakama, and he holds it, Yesh L'Schirus Mitchil Bat Saif, and therefore the money that Rachel owes Reuven is a Halva, and Milvalet Sanditna, and Rab Nassan also holds that Mekaj B'Milva in Mekudeshes, and therefore Rab Nassan says, Beschasha Esim Mach in Mekudeshes, that even in the case where Reuven says to Rachel, that I want to be Mekadesh you based on the money that you will owe me, based on the job that I'm about to do for you, Reuven will still not be able to Mekadesh Rachel, because ultimately Yesh L'Schir is Mitchil Bat Zayif, and I'm Mekadesh B'Milva in Mekudeshes, the Koshkin B'Schash HaSisim Mach, and certainly in the case where Reuven already delivered the item to Rachel, and in that case certainly it's considered a Milva L'Divrei HaKol, and therefore certainly it's a case of Mekadesh B'Milva, and therefore in Mekudeshes. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Amen. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi agrees to Rabbi Nasan as Be'emes Amru, that really we paskin that Bein B'Schash HaSisim Mach or Bein B'Schash HaSisim Mach in Mekudeshes, as I certainly agree to Rabbi Nasan that Yesh L'Schirus Mitchil Bat Zayif, and therefore Tzalva and Mekadesh B'Milva in Mekudeshes. However, in Hoisiv Lo Neifach Mishloi Mekudeshes. However, I argue on Rabbi Nasan that if it would be a case where Reuven not only does this work, but he also adds on some sort of a gem onto the work product, that Rachel would be Mekudeshes based on the Neifach. And we see that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi holds that if someone Mekadesh B'Milva Puta, then Daita Puta. And therefore, Rabbi Meir, who also holds that Milva Puta Daita Puta, holds like Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and Rabbi Nasan holds that even if you Mekadesh this woman and you add it on a Neifach, then it would not be Mekudeshes, and it must be that Rabbi Nasan holds that a Mekadesh B'Milva Puta, that Daita Milva, and therefore it's in Mekudeshes, and the Rabbanon that we had before, that Agner Ameya, would hold like Rabbi Nasan. And the Gemara now recaps this point, and the Gemara states, being Tanakam and Rabbi Nasan, the machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Nasan, is it could be now Skiris, is a Shaila of Yeshlo Skiris Betchil Bat Saif, or Ein L'Skiris Ela B'Saif, and do we look at this as a Milva or not? And being Rabbi Nasan Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and the machlekes between Rabbi Nasan Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, is it could be now Milva Puta, is machlekes if Milva Puta Daita Aputa, which is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and this is the Shita of Rameya that we brought before, and the Shita of Rabbi Nasan is that Mekadesh B'Milva Puta, Rachel's Das is on the Milva and not on the Puta, and therefore it's Ein Mekudeshes. The Gemara continues, on Shmuel states, Tabach Uman Shekilkol Chayiv L'Shalim, that if Reuven is a professional Sheichet, and someone gives his animal to him to Shecht for him, then Reuven doesn't do a proper Shechita, and even if it's not totally his fault, as for example, the Behemoth jumped, and therefore the Sheichet actually caught the neck of the animal in the wrong spot, and it became an Avela, so Reuven is Chayiv L'Shalim, and Reuven is going to be Chayiv to pay, and Rashi points out the Kolshkin Hedyot Delay Hoyl L'Sheich to Hoyl Vein Baki, and certainly if the Sheichet is not a professional and is a Hedyot, then certainly he shouldn't have Shechted this animal, and therefore he will certainly be Chayiv L'Shalim. And Shmuel explains Mazikhu and Peshehu, that first of all the Sheichet is considered a Mazik, and number two is a Pesheya, and Nasik Koim L'Sheich L'Mikan V'Shach L'Mikan, and it's similar to a case where someone gives an animal to a Sheichet to Shecht, and he tells him to Shecht it from the area where it's going to be a valid Shechita, and then on purpose he goes and Shecht chesed from another area, and certainly in that case, Reuven is considered a mazik, and therefore he'd be chayiv, and therefore in this case, the same din applies, and even though Reuven was not in this, but ultimately, Adam Mu'ud Lo'ilam, the Gemara now asks on Shmuel, Lamalei Lameima Mazikhu Peshehu, why did Shmuel use the Lashon that Reuven, who is the Sheikhid, is a mazik, and he's also a Peshea? The Gemara explains, Iyama Mazikhu, if Shmuel would only say that Reuven's considered a mazik, Havamina, then we would have thought, Hanimila Hechatikabu Bishar, that the only time that Reuven is responsible is only if Reuven was being paid for being the Sheikhid. And of course, since he's being paid for his services, therefore he has a din of a Seicha, and therefore he'd be chayiv even for something which is not a Pshia. However, that we may have thought that if someone asked Reuven to go and shecht his animal for him and he wasn't going to pay him, maybe just like a Shem Echinim is not chayiv for Gnevi Vaveda, so this Sheikhid that's not being paid shouldn't be chayiv either, even though he was a Mazik. And that's why Shmuel also tells us that Reuven is considered a Peshea, and as Rashi explains, that even though Reuven is not getting paid, but the Havel Lemirmea Nafshe, Reuven should have had it in mind, Shem Metifrachas HaBehima V'Yazarba, that maybe this Behima would jump, and therefore he should have been more careful, and therefore he's considered a Peshea, and even though the Sheikhid was not being paid, but he's still going to be Chayef for the Hezek that he caused, as he's considered a Peshea. And the Gemara continues, Esi Rav Chama Bar Guri L'Shmuel, Rav Chama Bar Guri will ask a question to Shmuel from the following Braisa, as the Braisa states, HaNeis Behima LaTabach V'Nivla, if Reuven gives an animal to Shimon in order to shecht it for him, while shechting the animal becomes an avela. The Braisa teaches us, Umon Pata and Hedyat Chayiv, then this case, since it was an Oinis, therefore a professional Sheikhid will be Pata, as he's Pata from Oinzin. However, Hedyat will be Chayiv. Braisa continues, Vim Noisin Sachar, Bein Hedyat, Bein Umon Chayiv, if Shimon charges for his services, then it wouldn't make a difference if Shimon was a professional Sheikhid or a Hedyat. Either scenario, the Sheikhid will be Chayiv. The Maisa Shmuel just taught us that it doesn't make a difference if the Sheikhid was Noisin Sachar or if he did a Bechinim, that either way, the Sheikhid is going to be Chayiv, and it doesn't make a difference if he's a Hedyat or if he's a professional. And from this price we see that if there's a professional Sheikhid who renders his services for free, causes this animal to become an Avela, the professional Sheikhid would be Pata, and this is not like Shmuel. Gemara continues, Amalei, so Shmuel responded to Rav Chama Bar Guria, La'icha Moichach, as Rashi says, K'moy Mayim Achurim, that you're dirtying the waters, and as some explain, it's as if he said, Ein L'cha Moich B'kat Karcha, that you don't have any brains in your head, and this question is not a valid question, and the Gemara doesn't explain why this is not a question, but also Humar Rabbanon Kamaisavle, and then another Talmud Chacham and actually came and asked Shmuel this exact same question, Amalei, and Shmuel said, Hash the Shaklus, my the Shakl Chavrucha, that you should take what your friend got, and just like I told Rab Chama Bar Guria, La Eichamaychach, I'm telling you the same idea, that Ein L'chamaych B'Katkarcha, even though Shmuel responded in the same manner, however, he actually gave a teretz as to why this question is not a question, as Kamina L'chu Anor, Rabmeo, the Kamisali Rabbanon, that you're bringing me a raya against my Shita from the Rabbanon, but I'm going according to Shita Rameya, and as we'll see in a moment, the Gemara will bring down this machlekes between Rameya and the Chachamim. Rameya hold that there's a svara of Havli Lemirma and Nafshe, Shema Tifrachas HaBehima, via Zarbar, and therefore, by the fact that it became an Avela, the Sheikhid is considered a Pesheya, and that's why, even though he didn't receive any money in order to shecht this animal, the Sheikhid wasn't an Oinis, and therefore, there's no din of Oinis Rachmana Patre, and the Sheikhid is considered a Pesheya, therefore, Shmuel holds that in our case as well, the Fira Rameya, in all cases, the Sheikhid would be Chayev for causing this damage. Shmuel continues and tells Ahum Rabbanon, Amaili Daikis Mili Shani Oimer, the reason why I was upset at your question is because why weren't you Medaik in my words? As I stated, Mazaku Peshehu, and I also stated, Nasaka Imalei Shchotli Mekan Vishachalei Mekan, and minusly High Svara Rameya, and who holds that Svara? That is actually the Svara Rameya, the Omim Boyle Lemir Mayanafshe, that the Sheikhid should have been more careful, and he should have realized that it would become an Abela, and therefore, even though the Sheikhid is an Uman and he wasn't being paid, he will still be Chayiv. And the Gemara continues, Hey Rameya, which Rameya is Shmuel referring to? Ilei Mahar Rameya, if you're going to tell me it's the Shita Rameya that we had in Daf Mem Hei, as the Tanah we learned in the Mishnah, Kashu Bailu B'Masira, if the owner ties up the animal with a rein, V'no B'Fanu Karoi, and he also closes the door in front of it, and he properly secures the animal, V'yotzev Hizik, and he still got out, and he was Mazik, Bein Tam Bein Mu'ud Chayiv Div Rameya, and Rameya hold that it doesn't make a difference if the animal is a Tam or a Mu'ud, that the owner will be Chayiv for causing this Hizik, and it seems that the Svar of Rameya is that Miboyle Lemirmea Nafshe, but the Gemara says that that's not the Svar of Rameya, as Hasan B'Kroi Pligi, the reason why the owner would be Chayiv was based on a machlekes as to how to learn the psukim b'negiya shara mazik, and the Gemara tries a second attempt as to understanding which Rameya Shmuel was referring to, and the Gemara tells us Elohar Rameya, it must be referring to the din of Rameya that we will have on Daf Kufa and Beis, the Tanan, as the Mishnah will teach us, l'spoiler edayim v'tzavu shacha, that a Reuven gives his will to a professional dyer and he tells him to dye it red, and instead Shimon dyes it black, or shacha v'tzavu adam, or he tells him to dye it black and instead he dyes it red, Rameya oimen nicely demeit samurai, Rameya holds that Shimon will be responsible to pay for the value of the wool. The Gemara's havmin is that Shimon did not do this on purpose, and even so, he's going to be chayiv because we see a svara of havli lemir me'anafshe. And the Gemara answers, hasim yadayim kolumine, that over there, the reason why we were mechayiv Shimon to pay for the Beit Samurai was because he did it b'chavono. And as we explained previously, that Rameya holds kol mishana midas balabayis nikra gazlin, and therefore Shimon will be chayiv to pay for the value of the tzemah. The Gemara continues, elohar Rameya, but it's this sheet of Rameya, and Rameya holds that miboyle lemir me'anafshe, the Tanya is willing to the brayso, nishbur kadiv le'silkoi, if Reuven has a pitcher and it falls in Rishus Rabbim and it breaks and he doesn't remove it, or Nafla Gamloi V'Leyamida, or Reuven's camel falls in Rishus Rabbim and Reuven had the opportunity to pick it up and he didn't pick it up, that although Rameya holds that Reuven will be chayiv for any hezek that's caused by the broken pieces of the pitcher or by anyone falling over this camel, however the Chacham hold that you're going to be Potter B'dini Adam V'chayiv B'dini Shemayim, the Kaimelon, the Beniskel Pesheu Plagi, and the Gemara Daf Chof Tesem Alef explains that the case where Rameya and Chacham are arguing is specifically in a scenario where Reuven was walking with Shus Rabin with his kad or with his gamel, and Reuven tripped, and therefore the pitcher fell on the floor and broke, or Reuven tripped, and then his camel tripped over him, and now the camel is on the floor. Rameya holds that when someone trips, it's a boile liyune, and therefore he's considered a Peshea, and therefore it's considered as if he created a bar b'Shus Rabin, and that's why he's going to be chayiv even b'dini Adam. However, the Rabbanon hold that Niskel's la Peshea, and we don't have a svar of miboile lemir me'anafshe, and therefore Reuven did not actually create this bar b'Shus Rabin, and therefore, although definitely Reuven should have cleared away the pitcher and his gummel, ultimately, since he didn't actually create this bar b'Shus Rabin, therefore Reuven will be potter b'dini Adam v'chayiv b'dini Shemayim. This is the shita of Rameya of miboile lemir me'anafshe that Shmuel was referring to. Gemara continues, Om Rav B'Bachana, Om Rav Yechron, Tabach Uman, Shekulkul Chayiv, that a professional Shoichet that goes and is shechting an animal and it causes it to become an Avela, then it will be Chayiv for damages. Vafilu Uman B'Tabche Tzibari, and even if he's a Bucky in Shechita, like the Shoichetim that lived in Tzibari. Gemara yes, Umi Am Rav Yechron, is it true that Rav Yechron said this? Vam Rav B'Bachana, Ov the Hava Kamed Rav Yechron, B'Klishtel Moin, Rav B'Bachana told us that there was a story that happened by Rav Yechron by the Beis HaKnesses of a place called Moin, Vam Alei, and Rav Yechron said, Zil Ay Surayah, the Mumch L'Tana Goylem V'Eftarach, you must go and bring me a raya that you're a mumcha to shech chickens, and if you bring me such a raya, then you'll be potter. And certainly there's a stira as to what Rabbi Yechon holds, and in both cases, we're talking about a scenario where in the first case, Rav Babachana said this over the name of Rabbi Yechon, and the second scenario, Rav Babachana was the one that actually brought a Maisa Shehoya as to what happened with Rabbi Yechon, and the Gemara answers, like Kasha, Kam Bechinam, Kam Besachar, and in the Chanami, Rabbi Yechon actually doesn't agree with Shmuel, and therefore he actually differentiates between an Uman that's working for free and an Uman that's getting paid, as if a woman is working for free, then he'll be potter. That is why Rabbi Yechon said in the second case, Zil Aisiraya de Mamchas Latana Gaylam Viftarach, since you were doing this for free and you were a mumcha, therefore you'll be potter. And the first member where Rabbi Bachana said, Tabach Uman Shekilkel is going to be chayiv, that is talking about a sheikhet that was a professional and was being paid for his services. The Gemara continues, Kihadam Rabzira, and just like Rabzira said, if you want to make sure that your sheikhet will be responsible for any damages that he caused, Yakmoy Dino, you should make sure to prepay him with a dinar, and this way he will be a sheikhet uman that was paid, and he will be chayiv even for insin. And the Gemara continues, Meisvei al esyo kasha for Braisa. The Braisa states, Hamelechitim letachoin, that if someone takes wheat to a grinder, v'loy lasan, and the grinder doesn't soak them in water prior to starting the grinding process, v'asan suben oimursan, the flour that comes out will be much more coarse and will not be as fine. Therefore, the grinder who is an expert grinder actually causes loss, or kemachl nachtaim, or if someone takes his flour to a baker, the baker's job was to bake this into bread, so pasnipuli, as Rashi says, that this bread breaks and falls apart in the person's hands when he picks it up, and therefore the baker caused the owner the loss of money, and he causes him hezek. If Reuven takes his animal to a professional sheichet, and he causes it to become an avela, in all these cases, he's chayiv, because this uman is like he received wages for his work. It's mashma that the reason why he's chayiv is because he's kinais, but he actually did not get paid for this work, and even so, he's going to be chayiv based on the svar of Shmuel and the svar of Meir that he boiled the mir me'anafshe. And the Gemara answers imam preishu neisesacha in the chenami. The proper version of this brisa is the reason why this professional is going to be chayiv is because he actually was paid. But in chenami, if he was doing this service for free, then if he was a professional, he would be pata, as we don't have the svar of him boiled the mir me'anafshe, and therefore it won't be a question on Rabbi Echron. The Gemara continues with the story. Ruvain owned an animal and gave it to Shimon, who was a professional sheichet, who went and shechted the animal. And when shechting it, he caused the animal to become a suffolk treifa based on the fact that he did a grumma. And we will explain what a grumma is at the end. But the point is that it was a suffolk if this animal was a treifa or if it's kasha. And the Gemara tells us that Rav Paskin tarfei upatri l'tabach mila shlumei dami, that Rav said that this animal is a treifa, and he also said that the sheichet is going to be potter from paying for the value of the animal. And Pagabu Rav Kana Rav Asi Bahu Gavra, and Rav Kana Rav Asi then met this owner of the animal, and he met Reuven Amulei Avibach Rav Tati, and they said to the owner that Rav did two things to you. And the Gemara asked, my Tati, what do they mean when they said that Rav did two things to you? Ilei Metat Legrusa, if you can say what they meant is that Rav did two bad things to you. Number one, the Boyle Lachshur Krabesi Rabbi Huda V'Tafuk Rabbanon, that really you should have passed him like Krabesi Rabbi Huda, and you should have said that the animal is kosher. Instead, Rav caused you a loss because he said that it's a treifa like Rabbanon. And number two, v'inami krabbanon, and even though he passed like krabbanon, he said it's a treifa, but he boyle chiyuv l'tapcha, he now caused you a full loss, as he should have been mechayev the sheikha to pay you back, and therefore he actually caused you two different losses. And the Gemara continues and asks that how can you say Rav Kahana and Rav Asi would say tata l'gruyusa, as umishori l'me mekai gavna, as would it be mutter for Rav Kahana and Rav Asi to say such an idea, for tana we learned to b'risa, l'chshiyetze lo yoyma ani mezaka v'chaveir mechayvin, that when a dying goes out of his bezdin, he shouldn't tell one of the litigants, I was the one who wanted to be mezakeh you, and my friends would mechayev you. And what can I do? My friends would arrive, and therefore you lose out. And on such a dying, the pasuk of Mishlei states, therefore the Gemara explains that actually Rav Kahana and Rav Asi were telling him that Rav did two good things for you. That number one, since Rav was mesupik as to who the halacha follows, therefore he went lechumra. He passed that you shouldn't eat this animal, and it's a treifa like Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, Matu Menach Misafik Zela. He also held you back from Safik Zela, as if it's true that the halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore this animal is not a treifa, then really the sheikhet would not be chayiv to make any payments, and therefore by the fact that he said that the sheikhet doesn't have to pay you back, therefore he held you back from Safik Zela, and we will stop over here.